angiweza ndi eka luga kazole mutu mbona ni wakushima angiweza ndi eka luga kazole mutu mbona ni wakushima iki ndola riba kala kolo mbona kolo mshada Sandra, Sandra pesa bomba iki ndola ritenge kala kolo mbona kolo mshada Sandra, Sandra pesa bomba Ayu wazami, eka lunga kazole mutu Mona mi wabu shima wafu Ayu wazami, eka lunga kazole mutu Mona mi wabu shima wafu Iki ngolo imbele, kala ngolo mwona ngolo mshana Sandra, Sandra pesa boba Iki ngolo imba, kala ngolo mwona ngolo mshana Sandra Sandra pensa popa Gauso toma lupo Gakini gale po Sandra mona mi pensa popa Gauso toma lupo Gakini gale po Sandra mona mi pensa popa Sandra pensa popa, iki ngolo imbele, kala ngolo mbona ngolo mshada. Sandra, Sandra pensa popa, gaso toma lemwa, kakiki galemwa. Sandra mbona mbisa popa, gaso toma lemwa, kakiki galemwa mama. Sandra mbona mbisa popa, yeah.
Hey, yeah, you wanna be
sangani. Hey yeah, una mio, para contarle tu vamos y mamá we. Chienda ya tu culo, tu dila su moyazo, damos a tu otro lengua, cuando no mona mi mona.
Fantastic Soukous track, we hear two more tracks that show the interconnectedness of the African music at that time. The song Cumbia para Luis Moraes from Evolução Africa, which was actually a collaboration between musicians from Angola and that other Portuguese former colony, Cabo Verde. And well, of course, they play the cumbia style kind of music with a lot of horns and a lot of influences from South America. And the last track that we just heard, Sandra from Os Jovens do Prenda. Os Jovens do Prenda, who were actually one of the biggest bands also in Angola in the 70s and 80s, also a backing group for a lot of famous artists, and were strongly influenced by Latin American music. As I said, there were 5,000 Cubans based in Angola during the 70s and 80s as military personnel or as advisors to the MPLA army. And of course, these Cubans brought salsa and son and pachanga music with them to Angola. So the influence of Cuban music on Angolan music at the time is not to be overlooked. We heard some clear salsa and son influences in that track, Sandra. Now, by the 80s, when the war is becoming more and more bitter, it is also felt on the musical production, because it becomes more and more state-controlled, and cultural production becomes more and more a propaganda tool in the hands of the government to advance its Marxist vision of the state and its Marxist vision of society. And so the period of the 80s is a period where the golden age of music in Angola is a bit over, and where we see a lot of state-sponsored musical initiatives and state-sponsored bands. Not that they were necessarily bad, of course, but the message of the music had to be in line, of course, with the political view of the leaders at that time. And it's a period where we see a lot of record covers in traditional socialist colors, red and with yellow stars, and raised fists and Kalashnikovs on the cover and all of that. And so I propose that we listen to a song of the Agrupamento Kisanguela, which was actually a group that was established by the youth movement of the MPLA with the clear mission of advancing socialist ideas through music. And the song is called O Poder Popular, and is of course an appeal to the Popular Republic of Angola and the will of the people. But it's a very nice track, so definitely one to check out.
Viva o Poder Popular! Viva o povo angolano! Viva a Revolução Angolana! A vitória
é certa!
Viva o Poder Popular!
O poder popular é a causa, é
esta confusão. O poder popular é a causa desta confusão. Os lacaios do imperialismo pretendem acabar conosco. Avante, povo angolano, bem vigilante, não se deixem vender. Avante, povo angolano, bem vigilante, que a luta continua. A vanguarda do povo angolano, nos seus ideais, o povo é quem ordena. A vanguarda do povo angolano, nos seus ideais, o povo é quem ordena. O MPLA é o povo, o povo é.
O MPLA.
O MPLA é o povo, o povo é. Uma só nação, um só povo com MPLA.
Povo no poder.
Uma só nação, um só povo com MPLA.
Povo no poder.
Com MPLA, a vitória é certa. Vanguarda do povo angolano, nos seus ideais, o povo é quem ordena. A vanguarda do povo angolano, nos seus ideais, o povo é quem ordena. O MPLA é o povo é. O MPLA é o povo é.
O MPLA.
Uma só nação, um só povo com MPLA.
Povo no poder.
Uma só nação, um só povo.
A nossa casa composta de filhos, mulheres, problemas nos dá que fazer. A nossa casa composta de filhos, mulheres, problemas nos dá que fazer. Aí sentimos e vemos o peso e a necessidade de se organizar. Aí sentimos e vemos o peso e a necessidade de se organizar. Com sua licença, mas naquela empresa, senhor diretor, é donde depende o futuro. Da fome a nudez, um trabalhador que você controla, que você ordena. E é por esta razão que sua atitude e ação tem que ser de lição. Senhor diretor, autoridade não é prepotência. Senhor diretor, competência não é arrogância, mas é dinamismo, modéstia, amor a gerir para o bem do trabalhador. Mas é dinamismo, modéstia, amor a gerir para o bem do trabalhador. O trabalhador é o ponto de partida e chegada. O trabalhador é o ponto de partida e chegada. E é para isso que você se senta nesse cantinho. É para isso que a sociedade lhe dá este assento. É para isso que você se senta nesse cantinho. O trabalhador é um ponto de partida e chegada. licença, mas naquela empresa, senhor diretor, é donde depende o futuro da fome e a nudez do trabalhador. O trabalhador que você controla, que você ordena, é por esta razão que sua atitude e ação tem que ser de lição. Senhor diretor, autoridade não é prepotência. Senhor diretor, competência não é arrogância, mas é dinamismo, modéstia, amor a gerir para o bem do trabalhador. Mas é dinamismo, modéstia, amor a gerir para o bem do trabalhador. Do trabalhador é um ponto de partida e chegada. O trabalhador é um ponto de partida e chegada. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. É para isso que a sociedade lhe dá este assento. Oh, 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 oh. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. O trabalhador é o ponto de partida e chegada. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho.
The last track that we heard, Senhor Director, was a track by Pedrito. Of course, calling on the directors and the CEOs of the big companies to listen to the will of the people. The particular thing about this track is that it was issued on a series of records that was launched by the end of the 80s by Angola's petrol company. So you had the company of petrols of Angola, who launched like a best of, which was called the Top dos Mais Queridos. And it was a compilation album that was issued each year, and that contained the most popular songs and the top hits from that year. And I think there were 8 or 9 volumes that were issued between 85 and the early 90s, and they contained fantastic tracks, and the albums can still be found for a very small price. Now, going back to our big Angolan musical history, there are two names that are actually not mentioned yet, and these are the two artists that most people will actually know outside of Angola. It are Rui Mingas and Bonga. And I propose that we listen to two tracks. The first one of Rui Mingas, and then a track from Bonga, and that I explain a little bit more about these two extraordinary artists afterwards.
Quem tá gemendo, negro carro de boi? Carro de boi, geme quando quer, negro não. Carro de boi, geme quando quer. Geme porque apanha, apanha para não gemer. Negro geme porque apanha, apanha para não gemer. Gemido de negro é choro, gemido de negro é poema. Geme na minha alma, do Congo, da Níger, da Guiné, de toda a África, enfim, a alma da América, a alma universal. Quem tá gemendo, negro carro de boi?
Pelema de mãe, tamo capudente. mo fara foba mo ne wando ya mo nyo sembele madima wai kamuka putuese mo fara foba mo ne wando ya mo nyo sembele madima wai kamuka putuese mo fara foba mo ne wando ya mo nyo kwa putu atu monokia imam angola Wavulu mwenye, mwenye ni makutuwe Watono kakia, nikuzwe lake Sembele madima, ikamuka putweze Kumufarafuba, mwene wendo ya mwenye Sembele madima, wai kamuka putweze Kumufarafuba, mwene wendo ya mwenye Sembele madima, ikamuka putweze Kumufarafuba, mwene wendo ya mwenye Sembele madima, ikamuka putweze Kumufarafuba, mwene wendo ya mwenye Waputu, watu monokia, imamu angola Wafulu mwenye, mwenye, ni makutuwe Watono kakia, nikuzelake Sembele madima, ikamuka putuweze Kumufarafuba, mwene wando ya mwenye Sembele madima, ikamuka putuweze Kumufarafuba, mwene wando ya mwenye Sembele madima, ikamuka putuweze Kumufarafuba, mwene wando ya mwenye Sembele madima, ikamuka putuweze Kumufarafuba, mwene wando ya mwenye
And Bonga, two very big famous Angolan artists, still active to this day, still performing. Rui Mingas, poet, writer, the composer of the national anthem after independence, and for long years the Angolan ambassador to Portugal, where he was pretty popular as a singer as well. And Bonga, who was also born in Angola but who fled to France at the beginning of the civil war and who performed and stayed there for the rest of his days until today. He was even a dubbed knight in the Legion d'Honneur in France. He's a UN ambassador for peace, always been very critical to the warring factions in Angola, and a strong voice for unity and for national reconciliation. And so two giants that cannot be overlooked when we talk about Angolan music. Now, I have the impression that these 2 hours have flown by very rapidly. So let's say goodbye with this last track, Dizer Adeus, that sounds a bit like it is sung by the Red Army choir. It is a socialist revolutionary song, and well, it's a nice way to say goodbye. For those who want to know more, definitely check out the 2 issues of the Angola soundtrack that were issued on the Analog Africa label. 2 fantastic double LPs with gems from the 70s, from the Angolan golden age of music. And, well, you have the internet. If you want to know more, check out. Enjoy the rest of your day, and who knows, maybe I'll be back with another show on one of the other former Portuguese colonies. It was a pleasure doing this show. Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye.
Bye. mostra que tem na sua timpana. O pinóia na boleia, de chapéu à patuleia, vai juntar o molharinho no Rocio. Quando leva as bailarinas do teatro a lumiar, bailo eu e baila Sérgio e as pilecas a bailar. O bolheiro Lisboa não leva qualquer pessoa e as pilecas dão nas vistas, são fadistas. Azul e bota alta, a reina com toda a malta, é o rei das traquitanas, o timpana. São cavalos de alta escola, o das varas toca viola, e o da sela que é malhado, bato, bato. Quando bato para as marmotas, roda acima, roda abaixo, eu dou vinho aos meus cavalos, mas sou eu que vou borracho. Pisa azul e bota alta, a reina com toda a malta, é o rei das traquitanas, o timpana.
Hello beautiful people, this is Mehdi again and I'm so happy to be back with you for another 2 hours of a musical trip to Angola this time. Now, after the previous show that we entitled The Trip to Lusafrica and where we did a tour of all the former Portuguese colonies of Africa, I remember telling you that I felt that some countries deserve the whole program on their own, and Angola is definitely one of these countries. So today I have the pleasure to do a full 2 hour musical selection of tracks from Angola, the biggest former Portuguese colony of Africa and also one of the most wealthy ones in terms of natural resources, petrol and phosphates and everything, but also one of the countries of Africa with a very troubled past and a very bloody civil war and unrest that has plagued it for the whole period after independence. So we just listened to a first track, which was from Duo Ouro Negro, and which was a track that was actually recorded in the times before the independence of Angola, a track that was recorded in 1968 by a group of two Portuguese who were very much influenced by Kwela music, which is actually a music originating in South Africa, and who were among the first Portuguese artists to openly claim influence of African music and to promote African-influenced music inside of Portugal. And that's why they are sometimes called the ambassadors of African music in Portugal, because in the 60s they were among the first to introduce African music to a Portuguese audience. The next song that we will listen to is also from a Portuguese group hailing from Portugal, but drawing heavily from Angolese and more in general African rhythms. It is Africa Tentação and their song Mulher de Angola. Enjoy.
Cantando chora com moscas na boca. Ele pede esfaimado, ele tem mamada.
Not last track that we listened to was a track from Os Quizos, definitely one of the most influential bands in Angola by the end of the 60s and the beginning of the 70s, and one of the most influential bands and conjuntos that would accompany other musicians in the years to come. It's a track taken from an album that is entitled Rebita 74, which was actually an LP that was issued on the Rebita label, one of the first major record producing labels in Angola. And this LP is regarded as the first long play that was ever issued in Angola. Now, it was issued actually in 1973, which was 2 years before independence from Portugal. And it contained songs of what was regarded then as the most famous and most influential bands at the time. 1974 is then seen as, of course, the year of independence from Portugal. Angola became independent in 1975, like most of the Portuguese colonies in Africa, because in 1975 the Carnation Revolution took place in Portugal, which ended the long right-wing dictatorship of Salazar, and which also brought freedom and independence for almost all of Portugal's African colonies, especially since the new, more left-wing government didn't want to be associated with the crimes of the past and of the Salazar regime and of the continuation of colonization. So in 1975, it's the year of independence, and we see the release of three fantastic albums in Angola that are regarded until today as the holy trinity of records of Angola. And it was a record by Teta Lando called Independencia, a record called Angola Año Uno by Carlos Lamartín, and an LP by David Zé called Viúva da Liberdade. Now, these three albums were released that same year, of course, containing songs that were already in the making years before independence. But the three albums treated, of course, about the war for independence, revolution, freedom, etc. And they are still regarded until to this day as three gold standards in Angolan record history. So the first track that we will listen to is the song FNLA MPLA by Teta Lando, followed by Carlos Lamartín's Faço Te Este Apelo Camarada, and we will end with David Zé's song A Luta Continua, as you will hear three songs with a strong political message.
aposta pelo camarada, para te fazer ver a razão que o povo quer independência total. Onde não há ricos nem pobres, nem escravos, nem patrão. Este povo demais escravizado pegou em armas para se libertar da opressão e da exploração, do imperialismo internacional. Da opressão e da exploração, do imperialismo internacional. Camarada, sei que sentes no sangue o apelo deste teu camarada. Camarada, sei que sentes no sangue o apelo deste teu camarada. Abandona o tribalismo,
avança a revolução.
Abandona o regionalismo,
avança a revolução.
Vem pro seio do MPLA, vem pro seio do MPLA, vem pro seio do MPLA, vem pro seio do povo angolano. Avança a revolução
pelo poder popular.
Avança
pelo poder popular.
Avança a revolução
pelo poder popular.
Mangola, mesmo. Enquanto não acabar a opressão em Angola, a luta continua. Enquanto não acabar a exploração, a luta continua. O povo está organizado em volta do MPLA. Acabar a exploração, a luta continua. Enquanto o povo de Angola não estiver unido, a luta continua. A vitória é certa. É tudo andali, tu mangola, o tu beta, o tu gato lomishima. E ne tu tua nasa, mangola, tu ambe, um vundasi, e a belua. É mangola, imperialista, melhor ser humano.
Now, just to give you a little background of Angola's independence, which is quite important if you want to understand the militantism that is often heard in the songs. Angola became independent from Portugal in 1975, but actually there were independence movements that were fighting for independence long before 1975. There were actually three big groups that were fighting for power and claiming the independence of Angola since the 60s, and this were the MPLA, the Movimento para la Liberação de Angola, which was a Marxist left-wing party. There was the FNLA, the Frente Nacional para la Liberação de Angola, which was more like anti-communist nationalist faction. And then finally there was the UNITA, which was a group based in the south of Angola that also claimed, of course, that they wanted to be independent and that was supported in its early days by the People's Republic of China and later on by South Africa. So these three groups, often with a paramilitary wing, were fighting for control of Angola and for independence. The FNLA mostly based in the north of Angola, close to the Congolese border. The MPLA was very active in the urban areas and the areas around Luanda, the capital, and central Angola. And then UNITA, which was a paramilitary group that was based in the south of Angola, close to the border with Namibia and South Africa. And these three groups were, of course, fighting for control, claiming to be the sole representatives of the Angolan independence movement. And all of them, we are here in the 70s, so it's at the height of the Cold War. So all of these groups sought affiliation with different superpowers. The MPLA, of course, receiving backing from the Soviet Union, while the FNLA asked for protection from the CIA and was supported by the troops of Mobutu, who was then the dictator, the leader of Congo, which was recently renamed Zaire at the time, and then the UNITA rebels, who claimed to fight Marxism and who were for that reason supported by the white apartheid regime of South Africa. So these three groups were fighting for control in a very bloody war until the independence in 1975, and even in the years after independence, for a civil war that would last until the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War in the 90s. And so Angola was up for a period of almost 30 years of strife and bloodshed in a war that was at sometimes very gruesome and very